Hello everyone, welcome back to the Orange Coin Podcast. This is day 14 in my 30-day challenge. And today I wanted to take the moment as we are crossing 2 weeks into the challenge to reflect on how it's been in the last 2 weeks and share what I think going forward. So let's get right into it. So over the past 2 weeks, I've been publishing one podcast episode a day. So the one thing I noticed the most was my ability to form sentences and talk smoother with less ums and ahs. These were the bane of my existence in the early days, and I didn't really improve them that much when I was just interviewing other people, because as an interviewer, you say very little and you prompt the other person to say all the things that they want to say. But now that I've been doing this, I realized I was becoming a little bit better. There's still a lot of improvement to make. And if that is something that I take from this challenge, then that's a good reward for this challenge. In terms of views and an audience and all that, I didn't expect anything to really blow up. And I can tell you two things. One, on my podcast host, Transistor, the last time I checked, I had 36 views of all of the episodes so far on this podcast. So, not really that many, but still more than zero, which what I was going to think would happen. On YouTube, a similar thing happened. I published those episodes on my YouTube channel as a podcast with the RSS feed from my actual podcast host, and YouTube imported and published all of the episodes already. And I noticed that whenever I do publish an episode, I get very little views, but I do get views that repeat themselves. So I have, for the last few days, at least about 6 or 7 views on each episode. And I'm not sure what is the human connection there. I'm not sure how many people resonate with what I say, because I don't get any comments. If you are watching this on YouTube now, then do please tell me that you're watching these, and if they are giving you value, it would mean the world to me to know that I'm helping someone. I do get a little bit of likes, like one here, one there. But other than that, I don't really feel connection that much, but I do feel that this could change going forward. I do have to say, in terms of YouTube, I'm just publishing these videos as is. I'm not doing any thumbnail work. I'm just choosing a frame from the video. I'm just going with the title that I gave my recording, which is what the episode is about. It's not clickbaity, and it's not like a draft or something. It is a title that represents what the episode is going to be about, because I'm still a writer and I'm not going to let myself upload an episode titled Episode 1 without saying anything else. So you do still get titles. If you've been watching the videos, you've seen that I titled my videos, but I'm not doing any optimizations around keywords and stuff like that. Also, each episode has a link to my newsletter, and so far I don't think I've got any new subscribers from these episodes, but that's not really a thing. Like, I'm not really hoping that 0 views or 0 to 10 views would actually convert to newsletter subscribers just yet. So I think that's all I want to say about this challenge so far. I am excited for next week, for next Friday. There is a little achievement when you get to 21 episodes. Once you publish your 21st episode, which would be next Saturday, like a week and a day from now, then you are entering the 1% of podcasts around the world. And that means that a lot of people start a podcast but never reach episode 21. So once I reach episode 21, I'm still in that group of 99%, but once I publish my 22nd episode, I am going to be in the 1% of podcasts across the globe. So yeah, you just need to be persistent enough to publish 22 episodes. We are on track to get there. We are on episode 14 right now, and it's just 8 more episodes, and I can do that. I know I can. And yeah, so that's all I wanted to share today. Just share a little bit of a reflection piece about the journey itself. And if you have any questions or want to join my newsletter, you can find it in the description of the episode. Comment below if you have any questions or feedback. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.